Court Street could look a little bit like Dawn of the Dead tonight as 200 men and women dressed as zombies hold a zombie walk from City Hall to Lafayette to kick off the Witch's Ball. Newell Nussbaumer is with Buffalo Rising and helped coordinate the event.
It almost sounds like the scene out of Thriller from Michael Jackson.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have three performances of Thriller that night that are being done by the David B. Murray Dance Studio. So the zombie walk is one element of the Witch's Ball. It's going to lead off the event.
Developer Rocco Termini approached him to create a public Halloween celebration in the newly revitalized hotel at Lafayette.
Which is actually the first major public event to be held at the hotel at the Lafayette. Rocco Termini has been gracious enough to, he actually called me about a month and a half ago and said, hey, are you interested in throwing a Halloween party? And I said, actually, that sounds like a lot of fun. I've thrown a lot of parties and events in Buffalo.
The Witch's Ball will feature experts from Terror Technologies and Fright World. The masquerade party will provide mystery, mayhem, and some other odd events.
We are actually marrying Frankenstein and the Bride of Frankenstein with a custom wedding dress made by Anatomy, which is right in Allie Egan's shop within the hotel.
Ghost hunters once explored the hotel, listing it as one of the most haunted places in the country. But for tonight, Buffalo's newest revitalized hotspot turns bewitching for the living. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.